I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Hello, I'm Sol Lazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here, right now. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, returning to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 21st and 22nd. Yes, we can get a jump start on that Halloween Samhain energy when the veils between the worlds are thin. And that means it's time to have some fun. So go to rhodapsychicfair.com, sign up for the email list so you can be informed of the ongoing events throughout the year, as well as to be reminded about the Rhoda Psychic Fair October 21st and 22nd. And I want to remind you, don't forget to like us on Facebook, both at Good Vibrations Radio and at Rhoda Psychic Fair. Well, we are at the 13th day of March. It's going so fast. Time is just moving faster than we can possibly imagine. And as you know, I like to share from Day by Day with James Allen. He wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903, to remind us that our present reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts, habits, and beliefs, and the actions we've taken in response to that. But our future is not predestined by our past thoughts, habits, and beliefs. Our future is created anew each and every day. So every day when we awaken, we have a fresh opportunity to create that new future. We create the future out of our present reality, our present thoughts, our present beliefs, our present habits, and our present actions. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been carved up into a little segment for each day of the month so that we can digest it in more manageable bites. And for the 13th day of the month, he tells us to focus on ideas. No person can be confronted with a difficulty which he has not the strength to meet and subdue. Every difficulty can be overcome if rightly dealt with. Anxiety is therefore unnecessary. The task which cannot be overcome ceases to be a difficulty and becomes an impossibility. And there's only one way of dealing with an impossibility, and that's namely to submit to it. It's a lot like the frame that I first heard from Wayne Dyer when he shared there are only two things to worry about. Those things we can control, and those things we can't control. Now, of those things we can control, we can take an action and shift the issue, so there's no need to worry about that. And those things we can't control, there's nothing we can do about. So why worry about it? And that's essentially what James Allen is saying. No person can be confronted with a difficulty which he has not the strength to meet and subdue. Every difficulty can be overcome if rightly dealt with. Anxiety is therefore unnecessary. And the task which cannot be overcome ceases to be a difficulty and becomes an impossibility. And there's only one way of dealing with an impossibility, and that's namely to submit to it. You allow it to happen. Remember, every fear we have is based on our what if of what might occur. It's the same issue no matter what, Think of your fears. Any fear you have would be something that you expect to happen should something else happen. For instance, if someone were outside with a gun and we were afraid, why are we afraid? Well, we're afraid because we think the person might come in and might shoot us. And if the person comes in, we're afraid. Why are we afraid? Because we think they might shoot us. And if they shoot us, why are we afraid? Because we think we might die. In other words, we awfulize these things so they become fears, but they're only fears of what ifs. They're only fears of what might happen, instead of our focus on what is and where we are and what can happen because we direct the action to it. I'd like to share from the Daily Word every day as well. And the Daily Word is put out by Unity. And it has one uplifting thought for each day of the month. And today it says, my mind is illuminated with spiritual understanding. And that's a good one to think of when we focus on ideas. My mind is illuminated with spiritual understanding. Now, later in the show, I'm going to talk a little bit about yesterday's full moon and some of the aspects we can expect to carry forward for this week, because the power of that moon is very long lasting. But as we go forward through the rest of the show, I want you to remember to focus on ideas and that your mind is illuminated with spiritual understanding. Your ideas can always be uplifted. And that is a segue into our segment for today. Kirilani is the bridge of light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. Now, with her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she's a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, and provides custom essential oil blends, custom teas, and hand-dyed silk scarves to clients to create unique fusion consultations, empower their personal vibrations, and bring great insights and transformation. And she provides a unique Go With The Flow segment every Monday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, thanks, Elazar, and I love your quotes for today because they tie so beautifully and perfectly into this month of March. March is about awakening. It is about those jumps in consciousness. It is about that liberation of our hearts and minds through our spirit. It's about truth. It's about authenticity. And leaving behind these old false stories, false beliefs, false claims that keep us playing small in the world, that keep us seeing ourselves through a filter that isn't based on truth, but is based on doubts and fears and limitations. This is the time to shed those old fears, those old doubts, those old limitations, so we can see ourselves through the eyes that our soul sees us, through the truth of who we are, through embracing the power of who we are. Because when we do that, we do liberate our hearts and minds by embracing our spirit, by embracing the truth. And when we do that, when we are in this rich creative cycle, this time period that really is unprecedented, as we are creating anew in each moment, we create from a much more powerful place. We create from that place, Solazar talked about, where my mind is illuminated with spiritual understanding. We create in a different way. And because this year is a 1 year, and it's all about us creating anew, in each moment, that is how we do it. We create ourselves anew in each moment. And in that moment, we have a choice to follow the old pattern, to go on autopilot, and to just keep perpetuating into limitlessness what we have already had. Or in that moment, to choose to take a different turn and to recreate, to start the process in a different way. So in that moment, if we have our mind illuminated with spiritual understanding, we will not pick the small me. We will pick the higher path. We will not go into ego, which is one of the potential pitfalls of a 1 year, or into separation. We will see that we're part of a larger whole. We will see that we have a part in that larger play, in that web of life, and we want to make choices that affirm that life for all of us, not just for me, but for all of us. And in that place where our mind is illuminated with spiritual understanding, we come from a place where our minds and our hearts and our physical bodies are in alignment. So here we have, we're already into the emotional part of the month. In the next week, we will primarily, if I'm seeing the calendar correctly, let's see. We've got a couple more days for the emotional part of the month, and then we go into the mental part. So that juncture where the mind and heart come together is so pivotal, because that is where the transformation takes place. That's where that juice is. That's where we're storing all those limitations, those doubts, those fears, those old boo-boos, those things, don't try that, you're going to get burned, right? All of those, that's where that's stored. So in a month of truth, we have so much power of transformation coming in to say, but I'm going to choose anew. I'm going to choose a new way to approach this situation. So that in that moment, we are not reacting mindlessly the way we always would. We're choosing to respond in our highest way in that moment. And when we do that, life becomes so much more fun, honestly. Otherwise, I find, for myself personally, if I'm in that reactive state, I spend a lot of my life going up and mopping up what I just did. And Solzar cautioned us about that last week when he was saying some of the astrological influences that are putting pressure on us, be careful what you say. And I just got today to spend my afternoon mopping up things that I carelessly said last week because I was in a state of reacting versus responding. So in this week, well, first of all, before we go and dive into the week some more, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the tools we can use in this month of March to tap into that energy of awakening, of truth, of authenticity. It's really the time that we are our own onion, to peel back those layers, those masks that we show to each other, to kind of get to a level of authentic expression of who we are and communication in a level of truth where we're able to talk about things that may be considered in the past challenging or difficult, but we're getting the truth on the table with kindness. We're getting the truth on the table coming from a common intention to make things better, not to be right, not to express our power and will over another, but to really say, hey, there's things here that we could make better for all of us. So in this month, some of the tools we can work with are both colors and aromatherapy, or stones that we can use as pocket-type stones. So if we look at the colors that we have for the month, there are some of my favorites, purple and magenta. And there's that vibrancy that jumps out to you. We have aromatherapy that is really delicious and lots of choices of it. You've got geranium, you've got basil, cedarwood, and chamomile, and cassia. Now, cassia is in the cinnamon family. It's delightful. You can use it for cooking. You can drop it in your tea, in your chai. It's a little softer than cinnamon oil. Wonderful, wonderful to use. You can also use the chamomile in tea form. And then some of the food that I've been playing with, because I'm adding that into some of the tools you can use to align with that vibration, bok choy, chard, rhubarb, spinach, tomato, truffles. So these are things that can help you align with those vibrations. And so if you say, okay, I need a little more truth today, in my communication, I want to speak my truth, and I want to speak it with the highest level of diplomacy, then visualize that purple swirling around both of you, and then have gold swirling in with it, and ask that my communication be at the highest level, and that it's a win-win for both people. Because we are in a millennium that's all about relationships. It's about communication. It's about diplomacy. It's about our connection, our authentic connection with each other. And it is through those connections that we create magic, that we create transformation. So in this month, experiment with that, because a month of truth gives us a lot of opportunities to explore and discover what is true for us. So play with the aromatherapy. See if it works for you. Play with the colors. See if it works for you. When we suggest and recommend tools, some work great for some people. Others work better for other people. But it's a year, in a 1 year, about exploration and experimentation. So the other thing I like working with is stones. And the seven vibrates to some great ones, pearl, rose quartz, or iolite. So rose quartz, it's easy to find small little rose quartz hearts. You can keep that in your pocket or on your desk. And if you find that you want to connect with a deeper level of truth with the situation, pull out your rose quartz, hold it in your left hand, or get one for each hand, hold it in both hands, and really tap into your inner truth. Because that truth expresses itself through us in different ways. Each of the bodies knows their own truth. We talked last week about listening to your heart, because your heart is your doorway to the spirit. And if our heart is saying yes to something, and our mind is saying yes to something, and our spirit is saying yes to something, that's something to definitely go after. So we're used to listening to our mind, at least our left brain, right? So this is a week to let your right brain come out to play. To your right brain is the governor of your creativity, where you have intuition and insight flowing. It's kind of what you can open up to channel your spirit through your heart and through your left brain, through your creative expression. And we're in a rich, juicy period of creativity. So this is a really good week to say, what does my heart get passionate about? And how can I engage in creative endeavors that help me light up and be excited about life? So when our mind and our heart are both excited about something, that passion, that enthusiasm, it plays out in every area of our life. So give yourself a treat this week and do something like that that you can really get excited about. Now, if you get a little put off and say, well, I don't like doing art projects and craft projects, that's not necessarily what I'm talking about. If we think of our life as our greatest creation, what is it, something that you've always wanted to do that you've never let yourself do? In a 1 year, those are the things we want to do. Ask yourself, what brings you joy? Ask yourself, what makes you excited about life? And do a little bit of that. Not something that's so overwhelming that you go, oh my God, how am I going to fit this in between picking up the kids and going to soccer practice and getting the house cleaned or all the other to-do lists, right? Make it something easy and joyful. And it's that little bit, back to what Solazar was talking about in the opening, in that moment, that we are becoming. We are creating ourselves anew in each moment. What masterpiece are you creating this month? What truth are you opening to so that you can create a more masterful you than if you were just recreating what your life has been like up until this point? And for some people, it might be, oh yeah, I just want to create an infinite amount more of that. But I think a lot of people would say, I'd like to adjust what that vision looks like. And in the moment, we make those little micro adjustments that over time make a big, huge difference. So when you think about it in terms of, for some reason, I was thinking about financial things. And you think about if you set aside even $1 a day and you put it aside in a piggy bank or, you know, people talk about they just throw their spare change, right, in a bucket. And after 5 or 10 years, you end up with a lot there. After 20 years, you end up with a big pile, right? It's that taking and reinvesting in yourself, taking and reinvesting those little micro changes become something that's really big if you just keep putting a little bit more juice into them every day, into little juice into them every week. So as we go through the week, we've got some great opportunities this week. And because we're in the middle of that passage, I want to back up a little bit and give you the context, because this all actually started, get all myself lined up here, actually started on Friday. We had this huge opening that represents within the month, within the week, our transition from last year, 2016, into 2017. So it's taking this culmination of all that you are, all that you have ever been, in this life or all past lives, and bringing that to a culmination point to say, from this, I will create myself anew. It was a day about heaven on earth. So how do I recreate myself in the moment to create more heaven, to be more heaven right here on earth? Then on Saturday, we had a day that allowed you access, and if you think about a creative project, it's like being set free in the art store that you can have anything you want, anything in the living library to create from. You had access to on Saturday. Sunday, then, we had this day on the full moon yesterday of unconditionality, of Christ consciousness, of unconditional love and hope and trust and faith. And can you imagine if we created our life from that place, if we made our decisions from a place of unconditional trust and faith and hope and love? Wow. We would create a different life. We would create a different world. And today, we now take those seeds that we planted on Friday and Saturday and watered them yesterday with love. Today, we offer them up and we align them with our soul. Just like Solzar said in the beginning, if my soul can make these dreams and these desires and these visions and these plans and these seeds that I'm planting better, I offer them up for improvement, for refinement, for upliftment. And then tomorrow, oh, we also have sprinkled in some limitlessness today. And then tomorrow, we end up with a day that's all about transformation. So then that takes this power of transformation and takes where your starting point is to what your vision is, and helps start actualizing in your life that transformative energy to go from where we are to where we're trying to go to where we want to be. super powerful passage. Then, going into Wednesday, we have this wonderful day to expand further what seeds we laid. And another point yesterday, we had this point of focus on the full moon. So it was this portal, almost like a laser beam coming in, that allowed you to take all of that energy of limitlessness and focus it on those seeds that you're planting in this moon cycle. It was not just any moon. It's the liberation moon. So we talked about liberating that mind and heart through the spirit. That moon is helping us do that. So if you can spend time this week meditating with the moon, even as it's waning, asking it to release and to move any veils and illusions that are keeping you from seeing the truth of who you are, the truth of what this life is about, the truth of how you can be of service in the world. Very powerful moon for that. Very powerful time period and week for giving yourself that meditation, for allowing your mind to open to the spirit. Because in that opening, that's where there's peace. That's where there's those aha moments. That's where all these problems we've been facing, we can see a higher way of resolving them. And all of this juice is leading up to spring equinox that we have coming this weekend. So we talked about Wednesday, we're expanding. Thursday, we give a chance to balance out. Friday, we have another infusion of truth. And Saturday, the universe says, will you open your arms to receive? Because then, as we go into next week, we kick off the week with spring equinox. So that's going to start another one of these cycles, these huge cycles that say, take the culmination of all that I am from this and all past lives, and I will plant seeds. So that new cycle starts on Sunday night. We're going to go through that same thing, and then on spring equinox, and I've never seen this, it's going to be fabulous, the first day of spring, the first day of the spiritual calendar, a spiritual year that's devoted to expansion, we have a portal of new beginnings. We have a portal of unity, of union with the all, of that I am consciousness where we realize that we're all interconnected, that we are all one. What a cool way to kick off this spiritual year. What a cool way to celebrate spring equinox. So wherever you are next Monday, oh, it's also fueled by a lot of transformation. I mean, really magical day. Make that a beautiful day of celebration, of life, of renewal, of birth. And know that on that day, on spring equinox, when we have this balance between light and dark, when we have this incredible, fertile energy all around us that is brimming with life, allow us to use that time to go within and say, I will balance those polarities within myself that we see so prevalent in this world right now. I will integrate and honor all those parts of myself. And as we move towards summer solstice, where a little bit of light gets added to every day, see within yourself the dial turning up, that your dimmer switch is being dismantled, and you are willing to shine the same amount of light out into the world of sharing your light, your love, your truth in every interaction. Because that's really what the run-up to summer solstice is going to be, is letting go of any of those blocks and governors and shields that are keeping you hiding that light that you are. So Solazar, I think, Those are the things that I wanted to share today. We just have such a beautiful month going, and it's wonderful to see the sun out. It's wonderful to have all the beautiful wildflowers growing and how green, all these shades of green. Those shades of green invoke within each of us that power of transformation. So it's a wonderful, wonderful time. And I just want to thank you for what you create with Good Vibrations Radio, the opportunities that you give people to share, to hear this truth, because it's not something that you hear in a lot of places, and to use that to help craft their own new beginnings, right, in a year that's all about new beginnings. So thank you for everything you do.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the work that you do and for what you share. And I have a few things about the full moon and Mercury going into Aries, and I don't know if you have time for them or if you needed to leave. So I'm just...
I have a few minutes and then I have to drop off.
All right. A key thing about yesterday's full moon in Virgo that everybody needs to remember is that we have the sun in Pisces, which is the dreamer, and we had the moon in Virgo, which is the realist. So going back to even what you were expressing, that energy that we're still in was really the energy of saying, identify your dream and then write down the steps you want to take toward it. This is your shot. And what's important about that is when you talk about the equinox next Monday, is that, of course, is the sun moving into Aries. And Aries is that first sign of the zodiac. It's the doer. It's the jump out and take an action. Jump out and move in that direction. Now, Aries can sometimes be impulsive, and I'll talk more about that later in the week. But it's also the sign that says, I'm going to do it. I thought it. I want it. I'm going to take the chance. And so right now, it's important that what we take the chance on next week is what our dream really wants us to be, what we really want. We're so busy thinking about things that we don't write them down and then take an action for that item. So we miss sometimes aiming for our dream. We aim for something that's nearby. That's what that full moon yesterday was all about. Again, taking that dream, adding some steps to it, and moving in that direction. And then today we have Mercury going into Aries. You know, when you talked about you had to pick up some pieces from things said last week, you know, today with Mercury in Aries, which happened this afternoon, it actually makes us think quicker, makes us speak quicker. And so we actually are leaving behind the fog. We're going to find more clarity in what we need to express and what we're thinking. So if yesterday people did not take the time or did not think of taking the time to say, what is my dream? Almost like the homeless man in Pretty Woman. You know, this is Hollywood. What's your dream? You know, this is life. What's your dream? Write it down and then get clarity on what you need to do to move in that direction. We're not talking about achieve it all, but move in that direction. So today we're going to be more prone to speaking up, to speaking out, as well as everybody else around us. So we want to be a little temperate and patient. Again, the Aries energy can be impulsive. So Mercury, our planet of communication, is sitting in Mercury in Aries. It's moving out of Pisces, which is dreamy, future vision, future focused, and it's into the now. What do I do now? So for the next month, starting with this Mercury move and next week with the equinox, with the sun move into Aries, it's going to be a real action time of taking the action to get away from the doldrums of winter, to get away from the things we thought about and took no action about. And it's time, as you were talking about, it's time for people to shed what's not serving them and to really move in the direction of what they've always wanted, what their dream is, what their desire is, what their heart is calling out for. So those are the issues I wanted to share, Kira. Did you? And you can see that that goes very clearly in line with what you were talking about.
Yeah, and I love what you shared, too, about the impact and the power of this full moon and what it's influenced by, because that's also going to, the Pisces influence, I would think, would also trigger that there is an emotional component to what's going on. So although March can be somewhat of a mental month, there's this, it's also a month that's about water. And the water has been emotions, it's becoming spirit. So that whole alignment of heart, mind, spirit, that's what the whole month is about. So we have a tendency to kind of go, okay, well, you know, my heart needs this right now, now my mind needs this. It's back to making sure that we're making choices that align all three and balance all three. And well, when we do that, the physical body kind of comes along.
Yeah, and as we said, going back a couple of weeks, with the sun in Pisces as it was and as it still is, that's really just, as you talked about emotion, it's more of a sensitive time, a thoughtful time. It's not an action time. And now we're moving into action. And yesterday's full moon, as I said again, with Virgo, which Virgo being very earth grounded, is saying, hey, your dreams are nice, but what are you going to do about them? You know, you got to do something. And so that's that nice grounding energy to that water that says, tell me what you want to do. And that moon, that Virgo moon, is all about helping you get there. But you've got to identify your steps. And if you're uncertain, don't feel panicked. Today's move of Mercury into Aries actually helps bring clarity to what's the step. And as you like to share, and we used to share in our peace meditation, as Martin Luther King said, you don't have to see the whole stairway. You just have to see that step.
And I think the other activating component, if you say, it's the fertilizer that helps the seed germinate and start sprouting, is the desire. And the desire comes from the heart. So if we're trying to create only from the mind, the seed doesn't get very far. So that union of the heart, the mind, the spirit with physical action is the magic keys. And so often when we want to do something, it's coming from an I should or I want, but it's not truly desire and passion. And that's something to experiment and play with and see, you know, which things take flight and which don't.
And I want to remind folks of what I said at the beginning of the show about fear. And you may not have liked the example I've used, but the reason I use that is every fear is future focused. And if we are not working on our dream, it's because we're operating from a fear preventing us. So I agree with what Kira said, just as you said, Kira, it's about desire. That's kind of your spark. That's kind of your initiator. So, and that's heart-centric, not mind-centric. But if even if you have that heart-centric desire, what's kept you from doing it? And chances are it's a fear you've built in your mind of what could go wrong or what could possibly not happen about it or how you would feel if you didn't succeed. And the real point is how would you feel if you never tried? So I think we're very much energetically in agreement about what to do over this next week going forward. And that's really get in touch with your dreams and take action, get clear, take some steps, and be ready to really burst forth with the equinox into your new birth, your rebirth, your transformation of leaving the winter behind.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Kira. Any final thoughts?
Just to send everyone great blessings and have a wonderful transition and happy spring equinox, because It's going to be a absolutely magical day. And I look forward to talking to you guys next week.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us and for all you've shared. And so we want to remind folks, too, that Kirilani will be back with us on Monday with more of Go With The Flow. And that will be spring equinox. So get yourself ready. And if you don't do ceremonies, prepare a little ceremony. You know, one of the things we talked about briefly, but didn't touch on in great detail, is that as we're releasing things, there's often that need for forgiveness. And forgiveness comes in many layers. I think what would help all of us right now is to go through the forgiveness prayer, which we haven't done for a while on the show. And this comes from Lisa Barnett from her book, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. And what's beautiful about this particular prayer is it touches on all three levels of forgiveness. Remember, if we never forgive ourselves, we truly never forgive another. So we may say, John, I've forgiven you for what you did, but then inside ourselves, we hold that kernel of, why didn't I prevent that? Or why did I allow that? Or whatever actions we do. So let's do this forgiveness prayer now together. I'll say it, repeat the words after me, and then we'll continue forward. First, allow yourself to settle. Be in a comfortable place. Release thoughts from your mind. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Big diaphragmatic breaths down into your belly. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Allow yourself to settle as that air comes in, refreshing, revitalizing, release out the stress, the cares, the worry. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence. And so it is. And I will pray for all of us. I am what I am. And having faith in the beauty within me, I develop trust. In softness, I have strength. In silence, I walk with the gods. In peace, I understand myself and the world. In conflict, I walk away. In detachment, I am free. In respecting all living things, I respect myself. In dedication, I honor the courage within me. In eternity, I unconditionally accept the evolution of others. In freedom, I have power. In my individuality, I express the God force within me. In service, I give of what I've become. I am what I am. Eternal, immortal, universal, and infinite. And so be it. And so it is. And as we close, I want to go back to the beautiful mantras from Alexandra Parnes's book, Activate Joy. Say them after me. I am a worthy, deserving person. I am worthy of happiness. I am worthy of thinking my own thoughts. I am worthy of feeling my own feelings. I am worthy of loving and being loved. I'm worthy of living my fortune. It's my birthright. I'm worthy of being at peace with myself and the world. I have complete faith in myself, and I know my worthiness. Go forward. Identify your dream. Write down what that dream is, what's really important to you. Write down the steps you need to take to move forward in the direction of that dream. And then, allow yourself to recognize that you are worthy and deserving of living your dream. You are worthy and deserving of having the life that you've always dreamed about. Make it so. This is your time. This is the time. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio today with Kirilani and our Go With The Flow segment, as well as what I was able to share and about the planets, the aspects, and the energy, and our closing prayers. Good Vibrations Radio will be back on Thursday with Dr. Arnie Buss and Speaking of Listening. Learn how to communicate more effectively in your relationships and with everyone else. And then once again, we'll be back with Kirilani next Monday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you again for listening. Turn the lead in your life into gold. Many blessings. Namaste.